The story begins at the cradle, is a story with a history. Behind it, we've heard again that God, who loved the world he created so much, in spite of the rejection by the human race of his invitation to beauty and justice, and in spite of our rejection of covenant after covenant of unfailing love, comes in the person of Jesus, the infinity becoming an infant. He is Emmanuel, God with us, in order to make it possible for us to be restored to being people of beauty, people who can live together in justice and righteousness, with whom God will walk not just in a Garden of Eden, but in a world which becomes Eden in its new creation. Heaven on earth, as the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. On this Sunday before Christmas, hear again the message, the tidings of the gospel, good news that is to be comfort and joy for all people. Comfort not in the sense of coddled coziness, but encouragement and hope in a beleaguered world, that God is sovereign and faithful to his covenant promises, that he will restore all creation and all people who will simply bow down to worship the humblest of kings, kneel before crib and cross, marvel at the empty tomb, and receive for themselves the new life that his shed blood has bought for us all, and give to this king the throne of our hearts. Such good news is the joy indescribable that so many in the church know today, in spite of their scorched homes and their huddling over a flickering flame, which is the only warmth this world has to offer. Although Bethlehem was the home of his great ancestor, King David, Jesus was pretty much born on the street, all around the menacing threat of Roman conquerors, not unlike the situation many people this night in the land where all time and eternity is hinged are experiencing. Jesus' parents followed the Jewish custom and on the eighth day presented him at the temple. But it was not long before they would flee for their lives to a foreign country. Jesus knows our every situation. He has experienced every human pain, but through it all holds the power of an indestructible life which put death to death for all who will believe in him. Simply because God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But the truth is that light banishes darkness, and through this child, God's light has come to cast out that fear, to bring forgiveness and a restoration of beauty so that it may be seen clearly what God himself has done for us. The invitation is still in date, to bow down in humility and worship Jesus, the humblest of kings, to acknowledge our sinfulness and receive God's forgiveness, to join the long story of God and of us, so that in its glorious consummation, we might be made ready to meet this same Jesus who is coming again. As we sing the next carol, it asks questions of Jesus and invites a response from us. That response is in the refrain. Please do sing the refrain if that speaks of your desire, and if tonight God has put a new desire to receive this humble King into the throne of your heart. I'd love to talk to you more about it. So please let me know tonight, or after you've had time to reflect on it. These are the tidings of comfort and joy, the new beginning of our personal story with God.